It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
My 22. Somehow it seems to always trigger you. I pray to God. You think that's odd, 'cause you say he don't exist, so why are you so pissed? I'm offended, you're offended, let's all get offended tonight. I'll order us a beer, we can sit down right here and scream and yell and cuss and fuss and fight.
Oh boy, hey, it's not Larry Toonforce, imagine that. Wow. Hey, Ron Gould, how are you?
I'm well. How about you, Paul LaBoy?
I'm offended.
Yeah. Who is it really?
Yeah. How do we know you're really Paul LaBoy?
I'm offended. No, the time change does weird things with logs, and I don't want to get into all that.
No. And see, if the rest of the nation would grow a brain, they would handle daylight savings time like Arizona and just jettison it.
That's what we're trying to do.
You know, they argue, oh, it helps the farmers. Oh, it helps the school kids. I don't think it helps anybody.
Well, it didn't help me yesterday with the weather. I thought I had an extra hour and a Halloween forecast, I think, went on. But no, we're trying to do that with Congressman Gosar. Congressman Biggs was here.
Sure.
And, you know, Nevada, California, Arizona, we need to be on the same time. You know, I don't know about Utah. I don't know about New Mexico and all that. But why isn't there a Pacific time, a Central time, and why does there need to be a mountain, number one? And what's the other one? East Coast,
it's
right?
A big nation.
I'm just saying. But does it really need... I mean, mountain time, okay, I'll give you
Well, then you have Arizona time. Also, there's a setting in Android devices for Arizona.
That all can be changed.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that. But I talk to people about why don't we do away with the time change? And they're like, well, we don't, you know, they think that Arizona's going to change time. I'm like, no. You're not thinking outside of the box. No time change, period. All year, you have the same time. And some people just don't get it.
And I forget if it started in the Carter administration or the Roosevelt administration.
I think it was Roosevelt.
But I think it was like an energy saving.
I don't.
Deal.
I remember the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit coming into play during the energy crisis, and Nixon did that. It was under Nixon.
I'm betting that's
it was 1972.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. You remember that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I believe.
And
what month in 70? What month in 72?
I don't know. But it actually, no, I was 8 years old. I remember that. But it actually worked because those were V8 motors mostly that we were dealing with. And if you slow down from 80, of course you're going to get better mileage, right? Now, it's all computerized.
And if you go someplace with, like, California and their split speed limit, you're pulling a trailer at 55, you're thinking people are going to walk, going to pass you on the side of the road walking.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Find City Maytag 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. I am Paul LaVoy, by the way. The reports of my demise are highly overrated. Is that paraphrasing something?
No, you got to... I think they'll get the meaning, but that's not really the...
I don't remember the quote,
but
it's close. But anyway, Ron Gould is our guest, the District 5 County Supervisor, of course, and Brother Jim Russell.
Yes, indeed.
You're here.
Yeah, well, I had to come twice today.
So did Ron.
Yeah.
And I told you...
We don't
so let's think about
things.
That. If I was here early and you were here early...
So why did we need Paul?
Yeah.
So I'm not on the same page.
Yeah, let's...
I'm not on the same page.
I think we can assess blame here.
Uh-huh.
It's not... No, not at all. You know better, too, Mr. Russell.
That's why I started out with the daylight savings
thing. And Ron was kind of a fill-in for today. The new calendar, we didn't have a permanent spot for him, but I think we found something for after the first of the year. We've talked about that already.
I get the same when I'm working my business, I get the same thing. They get, they're disappointed that it's not my son when I show up at their house.
Oh, they, what?
Yeah. So they go, where's your son?
See, I'd be disappointed if Ronnie showed up and it wasn't you.
Depends on if they want their air conditioner fixed or want to talk politics.
That's funny. You guys know about the community Christmas tree, right? In Wheeler Park?
The replacement thereof, it's coming, or lack of?
No, it's a ceremony to a heartfelt farewell tree ceremony honoring the historic Christmas tree at Wheeler Park. This is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Well, knew nothing about it.
Yep. Well, reports of its demise are not highly overrated.
I know I saw a letter to the editor about somebody thought they should do something special with the lumber.
What would you do? That's
you
a
know
good
what?
Question.
Okay, when Lincoln Day dinner, Republican Party fundraiser, this was in Laughlin, but it was for the Bullhead City District last year. They had a at a table that was kind of one of those tables that goes behind your couch, so it's long and skinny.
Sure.
And this had been made out of a eucalyptus that they had to move when they moved that, the Little Red Schoolhouse, I guess.
Oh, yeah, right,
moved.
Right.
Yeah. And
an old Bullhead to where it is now,
yeah,
at the community park.
Yeah, and so they had it was actually the same gal that came up with the logo for the new logo for Davis Dam.
Oh, okay.
Her name slips me, but they made this into a table, and it was super cool. It's like raw. It started with two pieces of raw edge lumber, which is has the bark on it. Was what raw edge.
I like that. Yeah.
And they had flipped it to put the raw edge in the center, and then poured like this light blue resin coating on it. And I originally thought it had sucked up copper out of the soil.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was super cool. And so I ended up paying more than the thing was worth in the auction, but that's why they have auctions.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's up in my office in Fort Mojave because it's too – I can't get it back to my house because it's too big to fit in the car. I got to wait till I go up and pick up.
Right.
But that was kind of cool. And it's got the little story of the tree and all that stuff. They should do something like that.
Yeah.
So we have a special treat today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Oh, just to get back to the Christmas tree, by the way, the farewell tree ceremony is tomorrow at 10 a.m. And then Lake Havasu City will continue the tradition with the annual tree lighting ceremony. Will be on Sunday, November 30th. That's at Wheeler Park. I can't remember. I think they're going to use the LED tree, if I remember right. I don't know. Tracy's going to come in here and probably smack some sense into me in a minute. Anyway, 6 p.m. on the 30th, that's a Sunday, at Wheeler Park. Santa will be there the whole nine yards, everything we usually do for Christmas, because it's hosted by Radio Central.
Cool.
That. Okay, now, the special treat. This is your gift. I wouldn't say for Christmas because it's going to come early. The concert is this Saturday. We're going to give away tickets today, tomorrow, and Thursday. I should get a drum roll, but yes. I'm the only one that can really pull
that's
it off.
True.
Jason Aldean.
Oh, cool.
Two tickets for three lucky listeners. Don't call now, all right? I have to have a little conference with Marissa June first. I didn't see her before the show. So we're going to do it probably in the second or the last break of the show, all right?
So at the ceremony for the tree, the farewell ceremony, will they be, the arborist be removing the tree?
That's sort of ghoulish, isn't it? That would be more appropriate for Halloween,
good
perhaps.
Point.
First off, I think it's really cool we have a certified arborist
for
the city.
We do,
I think it's amazing.
And I've talked to him a couple of times.
It's a desert community and we have an arborist.
We do.
I think
we
that's
do.
Awesome. But that's Craig Geary. I don't know. It's above my pay grade.
So we're not going to hear the scream of them. If they're going to take it down, they should take it down with a McCullough chainsaw.
Oh, very
wow.
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
Nice touch.
Wow, that was
yeah.
Is there one running?
There's
got to
be
where any are?
There's got to be one somewhere.
I somebody's going to get offended that I said that, but uh-huh. I are there McCullough chainsaws?
Yeah,
still?
That's yeah.
I thought there
well,
was steel now.
I don't know if they make any.
Or Poulin.
They're probably made in China now, but yeah. I bet you there's somebody around town that's got an American-made
sure.
McCullough chainsaw. God, they've got the gyrocopter.
Yeah.
Somebody that hung on to.
I think the name was Poulin, and they uh-huh. go, and on the commercial they went, Poulin. Remember that? So, I don't know. That's a really good question. You know, you might have
I know to, up at the
you say it enough,
the McCullough house up on
it.
Top of the hill, We do the air conditioning work on it, they've since passed away, and the son, Michael, lives down in, I think, Scottsdale, so he comes up every once in a while.
Yeah, he was on the...
They have a cutaway of a McCullough outboard.
Oh, cool.
Hanging on the wall, which is pretty cool.
Oh, very cool.
He was on the Havasu Pioneers radio show, I don't know, 20 episodes
ago. Oh, was he?
We're on, like, show 70 now, and that's tomorrow, by the way.
I think that's an interesting show.
It's going to be really interesting tomorrow.
I haven't been here
tomorrow.
Near long enough to be a pioneer, but I've been here longer than a lot of folks.
The property out in Yucca that has the little alien thing and that was once a promotion for a land deal for Havasu Estates, that's who's going to be on the Pioneers radio show tomorrow. We're going
to
talk about
the original guy? Or
I don't know. It's not the original guy. He went to prison, I believe.
Okay.
No, the people that were involved behind the scenes.
Okay. That's currently open on the weekends for hamburgers.
Well,
they had Rocket Burger up there, and the owner had some trouble, and they were going to sell it, but he just opened it up a couple of weeks ago, so they're open from on, I think, maybe Friday, too, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They make smash burgers now. It's a little different than the burger they made before.
Who doesn't? Jack in the Box makes those now.
We're talking about the big ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
Right next to the truck on a pole.
Yeah. I understand there's a residence in there that's quite large. I've never
been in there. The assessor, Jeannie Kinch, asked me if I want. She was going to go look at it to value it for property taxes, and she wanted to know if I wanted to go with her.
I wonder if she did. And anyway,
I didn't think that would set a good example for. It was a good thing for anti-taxosaurus Gould to be going and valuing people's property.
If you're one of the folks we've name dropped, or you just want to call into the show, it's 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, or you can text us at 928-727-5566. And that's a neat little idea that we've been doing. You know that? We get a lot of texts, especially on Common Ground.
Yeah, they seem to be all texts on there.
All right. The one question I'm going to carry over from the Sonny Borelli interview, the Airport Authority.
Sure.
I know it's not in your district. It's close. It's District 2. Mojave County Airport Authority is actually, I call it the Bullhead Laughlin International Airport Authority.
Sure.
But that's just my sarcasm at work. So we're going to have Bill Osborne on, or Larry's going to have him on Friday. He's the president of the Airport Authority, and they've been in the news a lot lately. And the one big question I have is there any headway to getting a county supervisor on that board?
Couldn't tell you.
That's a Rich Lettman issue, right? Rich.
Well, yeah, Rich is it's his district, it's his driver.
Right.
Rich and I put out a press release calling for the resignation of all the board members.
So you couldn't tell me because it's an executive session item?
Yeah, it's executive session. We asked for their financials. We asked to have somebody from the county put on their board, and they refused. So that's kind of what kicked the whole thing off. That, for a bit of history, that's the county owns that property.
Uh-huh.
The taxpayers of Mojave County own that property. Somebody in their infinite wisdom decided to lease it to the Airport Authority for $1. And I said, what day of the year do we get our dollar? And the finance director, Luke Morningen, said, no, supervisor, you misunderstand. It's just $1 and we already got it. So it was $1. I believe the lease goes out to like 2040. But part of it belongs to us. We leased it to them. Part of the lease calls for them to provide financials for us on request. They refused to do that. What's interesting about that, it's not just the airport itself. It's also the commercial land around that area. The county still has the ability to tax the buildings, but the land doesn't get taxed that by the county. And so their airport's actually using that to fund their operation. They've got some other properties that they're working on. The development isn't seem to go in as fast as we think it should go. But basically, they aren't following the terms of the lease.
Huh. So is that an airport operation like that? Should it be making a profit for the county? In other areas, is that the case?
Well, you would think that with the commercial area land around it, it would. Whether the airport itself makes a profit, I don't think Havasu's airport makes a profit. From 20 years ago as a city councilman, I think we were spending about $1 million a year subsidizing the airport. I don't know what the subsidy is now or if they even have one. But it's one of those things that everybody thinks the government should run like golf courses. Yeah, what's funny is that you'll have a municipal golf course and they're always trying to get rid of the slug because they end up losing money on it.
Public transit's that way too.
Yeah,
from what I understand. They never make a profit. That's right. Why you have so many government supported public transit.
Right. The only one that even covered its expenses was BART in San Francisco.
Gee.
And really? I haven't
how
done any.
You know how they did that?
They just charge enough. The fare covers the maintenance costs, but it didn't cover the construction costs.
Okay.
So it covered at the time, and this is another like 20 year ago thing when I was actually taking a look at it. We had a dial-a-ride service in Lake Havasu, 20 years ago. I damn near lost the city council election over my comments on the dial-a-ride service.
Well, those are services that people pay for that help subsidize the system, right? If you're going curb to curb.
Well, the way that the old dial-a-ride system, and bear in mind, this is another 20-year-old thing, it costs $15 to provide the ride. If the rider paid full price, he paid $3.
Okay.
So you had a $12 subsidy.
And they don't get it because you're counting insurance, you're counting the salary to pay the driver, everything involved.
Right.
And the upkeep on the vehicle.
Yeah, but most people didn't even pay the $3. They could go buy a subsidized pack of tickets for $1.50.
Wow.
So they were paying $1.50. The taxpayer was picking up $13.50.
Well, it's picking up what? I mean, if it's $15, what is that, one-fifth? So 20%. So 20% of it's subsidized by the rider. Three goes into 15 five times?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the issue was, at the same time, I could put somebody on a shuttle for $5.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the proposals to privatize that.
How are they making money, I wonder?
The shuttle guys? Yeah. I don't think they're getting $5. They're probably getting more than $5.
Well, they have zones, too. You know that, right?
Yeah, but they didn't have zones at this. This is
okay.
Like early 2000s.
No, that's a lot of times the $5 hauler or whatever, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here because I've done it, is rarely $5 because if you need to go to another part of town, then it's $8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Barron, when it was $5, gas was $1.20.
Okay.
So
right.
These
are
dated figures. I haven't done any research on this
in
dang near 20 years.
Didn't those dial-a-ride rides and all of those various transportation systems we had, didn't they kind of usually come with some sort of a grant? And
then
they existed for the grant period.
That's what I was talking about.
Then they, at the end of the grant
period. That one did not.
And you have to find another grant.
They changed the grant program. So they came up with a grant, and then what happened was Havasu hit the population threshold, that they were no longer eligible for that subsidy. That's why the second dial-a-ride service went away.
It was probably a rural transportation grant, and when you go over a certain population, you're no longer rural.
Qualify, yeah.
Right. We do have a phone call. Do that before we go to break. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yes, on the dial-a-ride issue, I was a latchkey kid over 20 years ago, and dial-a-ride was great, but that's, of course, back when it was very inexpensive, and they were using, I think, Chevy diesel Suburbans back then. But anyway, my question was, when you were talking about the Lake Havasu City Airport just a minute ago, several fellow Lake Havasuvians and I have had a discussion about the airport and the military usage. Isn't Lake Havasu Airport getting a massive grant from the military for use and for all the,
like Department of Defense grant?
Aren't they getting a huge defense grant for use of that airport?
Gosh.
I don't have an answer to that question.
That's a great question.
It's a better question.
I went online. I didn't get a definitive answer online either, but there are massive grants that the military provides civilian airports in order to utilize them, for either fuel ups maintenance or emergency landings and all that. And I think we're getting that, if I'm not mistaken.
That question should be addressed to either the city manager or the mayor or one of the councilmen. They would have better information on that. The county doesn't have anything to do with Havasu's airport.
1 week from today.
At all? Okay.
So anything that I have is just what I may have heard.
Hearsay or whatever.
Yeah, and I don't want to put out hearsay. I'll get scolded when I'm wrong.
I got you. But Dial-A-Ride was a great program 30 years ago, but...
You know, it was interesting. I did ride the Dial-A-Ride during election season 1 year. They had...
Did you get rocks thrown at you?
No. They had declared the Aquatic Center as an early polling location.
Oh.
So I took gigantic Chevy step brand bread truck that said elect Senator Gould at the time, and I would drive it down there in the morning, and then I would ride. I had to walk. See, Dial-A-Ride did not go to the Aquatic Center.
Oh, where did it go?
The last stop was the movie theater.
Oh, gosh.
So I would go down. I would go down and park it at the Aquatic Center in the morning, walk over to the movie theater, get on the Dial-A-Ride, and they would take me back up somewhere near my house. And then, I do in the afternoon. I would do the same thing. Generally, I was the only guy on it.
Was this for the primary or the general? And there's a reason for this question, because August is a lot hotter than November.
Yeah, it was probably the primary, but I think I did it both times.
Wow, that's and like
it was
the kinda, walk.
It was, yeah, but I work outside all the time anyway.
Okay, right.
Well, I appreciate the information on the airport. Maybe next time Cal or the city manager's on, I'll give you guys a call.
All right, you bet. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We are late for a break, gentlemen.
Sure, anytime I can not give out information, just give me a call.
And just a programming side note, Jess Knudsen is scheduled to be on a week from today in this very spot.
Wow.
Yeah, and then... Sean will be right after him. Sean Buckley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's turned into a pretty good segment with you two.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and we work with Sean extensively
now.
That's
exactly what I mean.
Wonderful.
All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Don't call now. I'll give you the instructions on who to call, when to call. That'll be in the next break for Jason Aldean tickets.
Chief
right?
Ball, should they call now?
No. Don't call now.
It's at the
Edgewater Pavilion this Saturday. Jason Aldean, crazy, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a good show.
Awesome.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. It's like, I don't know what mayhem is, but it is occurring in this studio, right?
Pandemonium has broken.
You know, I want to get to the sponsors, but we just had the...
That's good, because they pay the bills.
We just had Havasu's Authority on Christmas tree celebrations in here, which is amazing. So I'll tell you about everything I just learned, I think, in a moment.
If you still remember.
That's right. Speak Out brought to you in part... by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Wait a minute, you're talking about my memory? By Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Just Meats. Also Salmon's Air Conditioning. Springberg Wealth Management. Blonzy Steakhouse. And A&B Propane. A&B Propane, of course, abpropaneaz.com. They are our newest sponsor, by the way.
Good for them.
Kind of cool. Do you go to A&B Propane for anything?
We use somebody else, but it's not. Okay. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
I got you. Well, you live out in the middle of nowhere.
That's true.
So. So, we got the scoop on what they're using for the tree lighting. And that's the artificial tree that's going in at the Commons, I believe. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is major news.
Yes, drum roll appropriate.
I'm not doing drum rolls. You're not paying me.
Okay. I guess the culmination, the logical culmination of the show will
be... The retirement ceremony.
Will be... The retirement ceremony will be cutting down the tree.
They're really going to retire it. So the word's going to be timber, right? Yes. I couldn't believe I heard that.
And me too.
Now we just have to round up a McCulloch chainsaw between now and 10 a.m.
Yeah.
tomorrow morning.
That's a vintage McCulloch. You know, lots of people have vintage McCulloch outboards in their collections.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are chainsaw collectors out there that would like to break one out and let it have its way.
Right.
With
I'm trying
the
to
dream.
Think what I have one that probably doesn't run. But I forget what brand it is. It was yellow.
Interesting. How long have you been in Havasu, Ron?
30 years.
30 years. Do you remember when the McCulloch plant, was it open?
It was open when we moved
It was
here.
Open?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that, when did that close? Mid-70s? Late 70s?
Well, no, it was open when we got here, but they had changed ownership.
Yes, it was. Was Black & Decker?
Yeah, Black & Decker took
somewhere
it. And then
in
some,
there. Yeah.
I knew that would generate a phone
then
call.
Then some investment bankers
right.
bought it and looted yeah. the pension fund
let's,
or something.
Let's take a call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Hello, caller. You're live on Speak Out. They thought they were calling.
Not.
For They thought
they
I was going to get out this number
so
for
at,
Jason
Aldean tickets. At 3:15 this morning, uh-huh. My wife's phone's ringing. Wakes me up. I don't know her secret phone code, so I couldn't see who had called. But it rang like 18 times.
Janice.
And so when she gets up, I said, hey, look on your phone and see who called us at 3 o'clock in the morning. Woke me up. Some guy from Zimbabwe.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know anybody in Zimbabwe.
That's interesting. That's, so your wife's yeah. pen pals with a Zimbabwe
could
prince.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
It's a prince.
Some Nigerian princes are all busy, so she got a Zimbabwean prince.
That's too
they
funny.
They probably don't have princes, though, because they're commies.
So, that
which I think would be worse.
Reminds me of something on Common Ground that I don't know, one of the guests was called, I think they were called a commie.
Oh, yeah?
A leftist commie. The term was used. It was very funny. And if you want to hear the show, it will go up later on our website, kntrtalk.com.
They ever have Republican candidates on that, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they do. But it's not four candidates. That's not the point.
The first couple of times I listened to it was all Democrat candidates.
Well, they're candidates, but they're not there for their candidacy. They're there for the point of view.
No, we're not in the cycle.
That's
I know how it
exactly
works.
Right. Candidates come to this show. So, just so you know.
Sure.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. And, of course, one of the Ron Gould favorites. We should have a soundtrack and just sell it. It's called The Favorites of the Ron Gould
oh, yeah.
segment on Speak Out, right? And it'll be this set list, basically.
There you go.
What's right here on my Spotify.
We got the other one, too. The Banned by NBC one.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up. All right, Marissa June, heads up. We're going to give away Jason Aldean tickets. And you're going to call not the show. You're going to call the office. It's 928-855. Should I give out the number now? 9336. I was delaying just in case she's not sitting down. 928-855-9336. I'll let Marissa June decide which caller wins, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or just caller number 1. We'll do this today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We have one pair of tickets. The show is this Saturday, 7 o'clock, Nevada time. Doors open at 6, Nevada time.
Yeah, we're back yeah. to that.
Yeah.
Ladies, don't bring your purse or your backpacks or anything like that. If you do, make sure they're clear. They will not let you into the venue with a solid purse or clutch. All right?
Oh, you meant clear. I thought you meant they'd taken their handgun out of their purse.
Ron, it's pretty standard nowadays at concerts. They're clear, like a
clear
plastic purse or what. You're in the events business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they will not admit you with that item. You will have to go back to your car and put it away.
Miss the first.
They frisk people at concerts?
It's a metal detector.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just with one.
I remember getting frisked.
Right. Tickets will be at will call. I'll have Marissa June explain all that when you call and win the tickets. All right. We're with District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould and, of course, Brother Jim Russell,
yes.
my alleged co-host.
Uh-huh. On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. All right.
Just when I get it memorized.
Stay with us. We'll be
throw
back.
Throw your whole week out.
We'll be back with more in a moment as soon as I can get a word in edgewise. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You gotta draw a hard line. When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon. And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men.
right, we're back on Speak Out. That's what happens when you don't have time to cue it, Ron. You get so used to that boot in your keister.
Oh.
You know? Anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. Also, Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, Dorita's Place, The Lewis Team Remax by The Lake, and by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. I got to give a shout-out to Mojave College men's soccer. Do you hear what they finished this season?
Yeah, Supervisor Lettman was talking about it at the meeting yesterday.
16-1.
Wow.
One loss.
Wow.
And that's to a nationally ranked team.
Move them into a different division.
Arizona Western beat them, and Arizona Western's been doing it for a while. They're from the Yuma area, but we just took down...
Yeah, they
down,
have a campus in Parker, too.
We just took down Yavapai. I say we because I played with them, right? 6-0.
Which makes it extra sweet.
6 goals.
To beat Yavapai County.
Yeah, right.
Those country clubbers.
They call that, excuse me, they call that Yavapai College. Anyway, they've won their region or whatever. I can't remember what it is, but they're champs of their section, I believe. Section or region, and they're going on to the postseason because this year they can. Did you hear about
that?
Oh,
yeah. They won it
last year, but they weren't allowed to go to the postseason.
Yeah, interesting.
Because it was their
that.
First year as a junior college, organized junior college team.
Yeah.
It's the NJCAA, National Junior College Athletic Association. Kind of like NCAA, but there's NJCAA.
Sure.
So,
makes
anyway,
sense.
I want to talk about a couple things while I have you here. And one of them is that item I didn't read it. I read the headline, unfortunately. I didn't really want to get into it for my news yet because I didn't have a soundbite. Sonny's office.
Right.
There's expenditures that are going along with this that weren't planned for, or how did I read that?
No, what they were doing, and I voted against it because his existing office is fine, and I want to build the morgue.
Okay. Wait, how are those two related?
Because money's fungible.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, what they're doing is they voted to let it go out to bid on a design build office for Supervisor Borelli in the parking lot of the senior center.
Okay. I thought you had more.
No, that's pretty much what it boils down to.
Okay.
No, but he has my office. I took Supervisor Johnson's office when Supervisor Johnson moved out. I gave Supervisor Borelli my office, which is a fine office.
Okay.
He made it bigger. Did some new carpet and whatnot in there. It's a fine office.
Your old office was in District 5 also, though, like Buster's was?
Yeah, the county building on college is in District 5.
Okay,
the boundary
between building.
The two districts is Kiowa.
I didn't realize they were both in that building.
Yeah, they're both in that building.
Okay.
Which is interesting because the paper was saying, wouldn't it be smarter if both the supervisors' offices were in the same building?
And
sure enough, they are now.
The paper had a good idea. You're the first person that's been on this show that's actually said
that.
It was
a misguided good idea, but.
Brandon knows how I feel about the paper, but my guests don't feel the same way sometimes.
No, I'm fine. I don't care about the paper.
It's
they get
funny
to express,
we call it the paper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is I read three of their newspapers because they're not all fully aligned.
Wait, they're not?
No, because they come out on different days.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And the articles are not. Kingman seems to get the articles like a later in the week.
Okay.
So the articles, the front two pages the two pages and the continuation page are different for the three different communities. The back pages are similar.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they're not on the same day.
And a lot of times those are syndicated too.
Yeah, it's just what they're pulling down off the wire
source
and whatnot. The editorial page, the letters to the editors go through all three papers. And whatnot, but I got to look at all three. I got to look at all three of them. Still, I'd rather just look at one, but I got to look at all three.
I'm going to take this tangent with you because it's been bothering me lately. Do you read the paper online at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you noticed their websites don't change for 4 or 5 days?
The website itself.
The website that havasunews.com.
The stuff that's in front of the firewall.
Yes.
Or paywall, whatever. You
call it. The landing spot. Yes, the homepage. It rarely changes day to day now.
Yeah, I don't pay that much attention because I'm just hitting. Currently, I can't get in there. We've got some kind of technical difficulty. I can't get into the Havasu paper.
Really?
Yeah, for about, we negotiated a better deal, saving you tax dollars.
Uh-huh.
Negotiated a better deal since I had three subscriptions.
Oh, I see.
And then I think they somehow something went haywire, and I can't get into the Havasu paper, but I'm sure they'll get it fixed.
You know, I had somebody else. Jim Chaney was doing the news when I was gone on vacation, and that happened. And I'm standing on a beach, literally in Cambria, negotiating a subscription online, not on the phone, but online, just, you know, pulling out a debit card,
yeah,
and putting. I'm like, this is how I'm spending my vacation. So anyway. It never ends, right, when you're the news director.
Yeah, it's a continuous news cycle.
Well, it's that, but I mean, he needed news, and that's our news partner,
oh, okay.
And it was with the Mojave Valley Daily News that we were having the problem accessing.
Oh, okay.
So you would think it would be the same account, sure. Same number, same
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, the other issue that we had on the agenda was WIC.
Yes.
Which is an interesting...
Women, infants, and
yeah,
children.
Yeah, and due to the federal shutdown, what they were telling us was that WIC was not getting funded. Strangely enough, it's another thing where I was the sole no vote on, not because I'm the reason that I'm cold and heartless. I am cold and heartless, but that's not the reason that I voted
you
against.
Have kids, you have kids and grandkids. I know how you feel about
the,
it.
But the issue is... That they took, there's an article in Reuters this morning that they had moved $475 million out of unused tariff money to fund WIC for three more weeks.
Gee.
But what the supervisors did is voted $475,000 of your property tax dollars to continue to fund WIC. What I told the people is I can't vote for that, but I said if you can't feed your children, as a Christian man, come see me, and I'll get your kids something to eat.
What?
Because that's an individual mandate. Jesus put that mandate out there to Christians. It's an individual mandate. It doesn't say form a centralized government, tax the people against their will, and then give that to redistribute that to other people.
Were you surprised that, like I was, at the number of people on WIC? SNAP is 45 million nationwide,
right,
but WIC countywide was only 5,800 people.
It's less than that.
5,800, not 1,000.
Well, you saw a giant jump in SNAP following the recession. You went from, I think it was like 17 million people to 45 million
yes.
people.
Okay.
Trump, on the whitehouse.gov website, right now they're putting up criminals that were convicted criminals that were on Medicaid. They're illegal alien criminals that
yes.
are on Medicaid, that are on WIC. The thing's just out of control. The
Isn't
whole,
it interesting how you
control.
Could say illegal alien now instead
I always said
of
illegal
undocumented
alien.
Immigrant?
Right, but I'm a known border hawk, and I've been on the hate group's websites
right.
for years over it.
Right, right.
But because they think they can get you to shut up if they try to make words, you not be able to say particular words.
Let's talk about the government shutdown.
Okay. Sure.
Not there's no county shutdown. There's no municipal. Of
the 18% government shutdown.
I've heard 34%. You say
it might
18.
Be better because I think Trump does a better job of running the government than the Democrats. So maybe he's done a better job of shutting stuff down.
You make a really good point, and this is a legitimate point. When the government was shut down during the 2012 or 2016 campaign, it was 2016. Obama was still president.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. The Grand Canyon, Lake Mead National Recreation Area, everything around here that you could go to that was basically government, you know, federal, was shut down,
right.
barricaded.
Right.
It's not that way now because Donald Trump didn't do it.
The Catherine's Landing is a concessionaire.
Are they barricaded?
I don't know, but they were. I remember they were.
They were
then.
Barricaded.
Yeah.
They are not now because
yeah.
Donald Trump didn't take that option, folks. He wants you to enjoy those parks.
Yeah, generally, they were trying to make it as painful as possible, and it seemed like they only
Obama,
shut the things down that the average citizen would want to do.
Obama was. I've been saying that. If you look online and say, is the Grand Canyon closed, it will tell you that the concessionaires are open. The park is open. You can drive in. Anything with a federal office is closed.
Arizona's got to deal with the federals if the federals close Grand Canyon. Arizona Parks and Rec take it over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we were concerned. At least we had that agreement during the Brewer administration that we would take that over because it's a big tourist draw, especially to our county. If you look, you know, go up on 93 and watch those tour buses come over from Las Vegas. They're going to the Grand Canyon.
Well, it was a big story when they said that it came out, you know, that the government was shutting down. There was a couple days warning and that sort of thing. That Hobbs was not going to use any state money to keep the Grand Canyon open. And because Trump's not closing it.
Yeah.
That's the
funny
part of the story.
And that works because that was part of the deal is they were not going to reimburse us the money either.
Right.
So it was coming out of Arizona coffers. But we thought that was worth that investment to keep all the tourism-related businesses moving along.
Interesting.
But we'll see what happens. I can't imagine that it'll go for another month.
I don't think it'll go past this week when you have elections in Virginia.
Hopefully they can call back that money that the Board of Supervisors put out there because that's equivalent of the property tax of 1,500 homes.
Wow.
The general fund tax.
I'll be really.
I'm not even sure that it's legal for us to spend property tax dollars on a social welfare program because the state took welfare away from the counties in 1972. Before that, the counties ran welfare.
I'd be really interested to see the election results in New York, right? New York City. Is New York State, is that a primary also?
I don't know.
But New York City mayor's race and the governor's races for New Jersey and Virginia. I'll be really interested to see those returns today.
Yeah, the New York City mayor race is just the devil that you know versus the devil you don't know. On that one.
We like to call
you got the guy that stuck COVID patients in convalescent hospitals and killed an estimated 15,000 people doing that
around the offices
versus the social Democrat communist
who says he's a Democrat socialist.
Yeah, you know, which it's a bunch of
even Saturday Night Live parodied that guy. Mondami?
Yeah. That was pretty. I was watching. I watched the clips. I can't stomach the whole show.
I couldn't believe it when I heard it, but I didn't see it. But I couldn't believe it that they actually parodied somebody that they, you know, probably would have propped up.
And when it was a funny show, they used to parody everybody.
Yes. Yes.
It was not. It was, you know, there was no partisan. It was whoever was president got parodied.
See,
you know?
If you remember this? Oh, Liberty.
Yeah.
You remember that? President Ford?
Yeah.
Yeah, Liberty. That was his dog's name.
Yeah.
Liberty, and it was a statue of a dog.
And it's kind of sad. They made Jerry Ford out to be a klutz. The guy was a football player in college.
And a good one.
Yeah.
I think he was an All-American at Michigan.
Only man ever attained the presidency without ever being elected president.
I heard something really interesting today from Karl Rove, and it was on the Brian Kilmeade show, that Dick Cheney was Ford's chief of staff.
Oh, yeah.
He's the youngest ever chief of staff in the White House at that time. He was like 34 years old.
Dick Cheney in the basement with his Jarvik mechanical heart going for like 6 months.
and we have to pay our, you know, pay respects to Dick Cheney, by the way. He was our vice president. He passed away this morning. Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, don't go bird hunting with him, though.
Yeah. Somebody else said that in the office. But, no, we were talking. We call Cuomo LoveGov here in the office.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Steve and I do. When we say LoveGov, that's, you know, the sexual harassment for Cuomo.
Right.
So I was thinking, why don't we do a parody song based on Love Gun by Kiss, and we'll call it LoveGov, right?
There you go.
I thought Jim likes it. And Jim doesn't even know what Love Gun sounds like.
No.
All right. Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. I wanted to find out who won the tickets, right? Wrong?
No, I thought
everybody
wants to know. Is it a multi-day?
It's a multi-day, but I could say who won them today.
Oh, okay. It's one. You got a pair for today. Okay, I misunderstood.
Right. A pair for today. We'll do it again tomorrow, and we'll do it again the next day.
There you go.
Thursday.
Okay.
And I'll let you know who's on those shows when I come back. And we're good to go, man. Good to go.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here, even if you were here twice.
I get double credit for that.
Yeah, right. Stay with us. I'll be right back with more with Brother Jim in a moment. Stay with us. Thanks, Ron.
Damn true.
right back on Speak Out. I have to, phew, sometimes I do, you know, I do the football games too.
Uh-huh.
I almost came back with, you know, Laughlin High School football. Susanna, congratulations. There's a Susanna who won the tickets.
Won the tickets, great.
Yeah. We got Jason
nice
Aldean
giveaway.
Tickets to give away again tomorrow and again on Thursday. And hopefully Dan De Los Santos is listening, because tomorrow at noon, again, Dan, at noon, Dan knows, I told him yesterday, the Havasu Pioneers radio show will be tomorrow. We're going to talk, I can't remember, I remember it was called Lake Havasu Estates or something like that, and they had brochures that showed the lake. And you lived out in Yucca?
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute,
yeah,
there's a mountain range between you and the lake.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the guy who came up with that, it was a scam. either went to prison, is still in prison, or died in prison. I don't know. Anyway.
All of the above.
That's tomorrow, and then we'll have Sound Advice with Brian Springberg on Thursday. Also, we will have Austin Ruffner will be on, and he's going to talk about the... what's coming up. It's Bands and Brews 2025.
Yes.
Right. All right. Hannity's up next.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.